What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the devil, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Well, it is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Barking at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. We were having some technical difficulties before. I don't know what was going out. We restarted. So sorry for the abbreviated, aborted first show, but we had to, and it was our choice.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. I don't know kind of what to do about the dog. I might have to get her a treat because apparently the dick substitute.
Dick
for the Kong toy, she's decided it's not acceptable.
Fuck no.
And she's now threatening to call her agent in the union.
It's like one day I'm working with a Kong toy, and the next I get a dick, a bull dick.
Which worked yesterday for quite a while.
Yeah.
But well, today she's like not having it. She's pissed off.
Kong toy yesterday.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No Kong toy.
What's your problem over there, then?
I don't think I want to encourage this.
No, but it's good for the show.
Well, for a couple of minutes. And
follow
then
us on Instagram.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Crabdiving _ podcast if you want to watch some clips of Shelby the intern losing her shit. It's pretty funny.
So, however you're listening to us, we appreciate it. Also, got a little a toy here in the...
In the
sound chain, a little preamp kind of a thing, testing that. So the sound levels may fluctuate. Also, it's just going to be a little bit of a fuck storm of a show today, maybe.
Well, that's
why not?
Fitting because we live in a fuck storm.
Yeah, why not?
A fuck storm of COVID.
If it sounds fucky, I will try to fix it in post. In before it goes out.
Don't worry
as a
about
podcast.
It. Don't worry about it. There's how many people? How many new cases of coronavirus?
We think all of our audience is going to die anyway.
Yeah,
so
don't worry about
that's
it.
That's not very hopeful.
I'm just kidding. We're fine. Everybody's going to be just fucking fine. Don't worry about anything. If you live in Florida, Ron DeSantis has it all under control. It's fine.
You can listen to us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app. Download us as or at crabdiving.com.
Right.
Or you can also listen to us streaming 24/7 on the old network.
Oh, okay. Is she pissed that...
No Kong toy.
Is she pissed that the reopening is a bust? Is she pissed that she doesn't get to go out anymore? Is she mad? Is the dog mad that reopening was bullshit? Like I
sure,
said, it would
let's,
be.
Sure, let's go with that.
Like I said, it would be. I said it would be bullshit, and it was fucking bullshit.
It's not the fact that she's a conditioned monster.
Right.
On my part.
Yeah.
Who has been a spoiled brat.
Right. You got that dick.
I thought it was something to calm her down
right.
At the beginning of the show, and now the Kong toy has become obviously an issue.
Listen, intern, isn't there some proverb that speaks to this? Like, she's got this great bull dick, but she doesn't want the bull dick because she thinks she wants this Kong toy, and the Kong toy's not here. But the bull dick, the bull dick is here. Part of the Bible.
I don't know how many bull dick Confucius says they're out there.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very...
Confucius says bull dick.
Right, that doesn't seem very
come on.
Buddhist or anything like that.
Let's stop the madness here, Shelby.
Right. She is like, the madness will stop when I decide the madness stops.
She's pretty amped
just
up.
Like Trump. I'm just kidding. You're not like Trump.
She's a little like Trump sometimes.
No.
A little spoiled brat.
She doesn't rape.
She's smarter than Trump.
Oh, yeah. And nicer.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdivey.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids hang. Yes. Buy shit, at least. And right. We get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Only helps us out here at the
I mean, you know,
fucking loony bin.
If she were a person, this would be like someone standing in the corner during the show going, "Hey, hey, where's my fucking Kong toy? Pow, 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 pow."
I think she
she would.
Your level needs to come up a little bit.
My level fucked up. God damn it.
Well, I was playing earlier with the levels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I need far less gain now.
Oh, okay. Less gain, less coronavirus.
Shelby, you sound fucking great. Sorry, I was listening back to the show as we're speaking here on a delay, so it's kind of fucking me up a little bit.
That microphone must be picking her up.
Well, it would have before also.
Yeah, but that new thing on it makes it...
Actually, nicer. It'll pick her up less.
Oh, get rid of that.
If she's out of the cardioid range of the mic.
Stay in cardioid range if you can.
I mean, it's going to pick her up regardless because she's a loud fucking dog. And it's bouncing around this room.
Right.
But if she's out of certain range, the mic is going to pick up less of her because it's a dynamic cardioid mic.
That's right. Hey. So let me ask you something, not to jump into anything here, but
far too late.
Do you think the opening was a bust? It just didn't go as planned. The expectations for
the opening of
the country, reopening the country. How do you think it went? Give it a letter.
I thought you meant like Ark Encounter or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Give it a letter grade.
The whole country?
Well, no. Our state. What do we get? We get an F?
Oh, yeah. 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 Just wait.
We suck.
Yeah.
9,000 cases in one day, right? 9,000 new fucking cases.
It's really
cases.
Not going well.
How do you even get 9,000 new cases in one day? Everyone's linking.
You open up.
Oh, okay.
You open up a month ago is how you do it and say, we're fine.
Yes. Well, that's not the case because you sent me a story. I saw 40 cases at some fucking bar in Miami. Patrons and employees
right.
got the corona. Aren't they socially distancing?
No.
Aren't they wearing masks?
No, that's their freedoms, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't they understand the magnitude of this motherfucker? Haven't they listened to any of the Rachel Maddow show? Where people from the healthcare...
It's been dark recently.
Oh, my God. I think my idea... I think this coronavirus is historic. I think it's horrible. I do not want to fuck with it on any level. But I think some people don't respect it. And they think that it couldn't happen to them. But now, in Florida, where we live, there's a fuck ton more cases today. More new cases than we added yesterday. Significantly more.
Yeah.
How are people so cavalier about this shit?
Because the president doesn't give a fuck. And all he cares about is winning.
Right.
And he thinks that he's got to... He can't be shown as being wrong by to his horrible, stupid base.
Right.
In any capacity. He's built this cult of personality that he's a brilliant genius 8 levels ahead of us in 14D chess. And he can never admit that he ever was wrong or did anything wrong or fucked up.
People still think this guy is playing 3-dimensional chess, right? He's like 8 moves ahead of us. Is that what people think?
Yeah, you heard
How
Dilly.
How the fuck do they think that?
You heard the Dilly clips that we played.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, people are so stupid. I think I can hear your I think we're picking up your, I hear our show somewhere.
Oh, out of my head?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe the microphone doesn't.
Oh, this
will.
Oh, yeah. I have one earphone in because I'm listening to the levels of the show.
Do we sound okay?
Better now. You were a little low.
Oh, fuck. That's good.
Because
how about that?
I have to re-equalize everything now that my mic is putting out so much.
Jeez. I appreciate that. Thank you for re-equalizing. I don't know how to do that.
Well, the goal is less noise.
Oh, okay. And now, how is the intern playing into that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that kind of noise, no mic is going to help.
And I guarantee you the feedback on today's episode is going to be, it's the best one. Because the dog had a big part. People love the dog.
Right. In fact, I was going to just jump up and get her
a treat
while I go get my coffee. I think
done? Yeah, I made coffee. I'll talk about Amazon.
You can talk about Amazon, but I think she should get a treat now that she's shutting up.
Oh, yeah,
That's
good. That's good dog
training. That's good dog parenting.
That's very fascist.
Be back in a moment.
Right. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of... Oh, that's right. And also, I just want to say that what I'm starting to see now on Mark Zuckerberg's The Book of Fucking Face is people saying they have the coronavirus and then just follow their timeline backwards. And you see them hanging out with people, carousing around, probably when they were, when the shit was spreadable, when they were contagious. And you can even see them bitching about people that wear masks, bitching about the plandemic. No, it's other fucking shit. Yeah, the planned fucking dimmick. And guess what? These assholes have COVID. I mean, it's ridiculous. I was fucking right. I said that we should have stayed locked the fuck down. And guess what? Now crab diving gets to stay down, locked down even more. We started locking down in fucking March. Now, how long is this lockdown gonna last? Who knows? Because how do we get out of a lockdown that we previously tried to get out of, but we couldn't because we're fuckheads? So now, how are we going to go through this whole fucking process again? You know what I mean? Like,
buy shit through Amazon to make you happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, go buy stuff through Amazon that'll make you feel good. Get a fleshlight or a back massager.
Or a big rubber dick, whatever.
Big rubber dick. Get one of those back massagers, a veiny one.
Okay, mission accomplished.
Good, that's good.
Got the beverage.
Yay!
We
gotta be locked down though. I mean, we've been locked down since March. So now how?
Well, it's gonna be longer because of all the dumb people and Trump and all the Trumpists and Republicans. It's gonna be longer now. Thanks,
guys. You know, dumb people. I would eventually, I don't want for a lot, man, but I would eventually love to see Anderson .Paak again live. He's amazing.
I thought you meant run for president.
No. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, you want to? I will get this shit working right. We wouldn't have came out of lockdown, and there wouldn't be any more of these fucking churches, and no one's praying anymore. Do you know why? It's a waste of fucking time.
They would still be there. You can't outlaw churches totally.
Why not?
You can't outlaw churches totally. Oh, God.
But they
suck.
I'm going to
cut this out of the podcast.
No. I would not. Listen, everybody that goes to church, you're listening. I love your church. It's great. It's been great. Religion's been great so far.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo.
Oh, yes. Zootalore. You know what this is like? The dog is losing her shit because there's no Kong toy. This is like when, do you remember a woman, I believe, had a pet chimpanzee, a primate.
Mm-hmm.
And the primate was too much for her to deal with.
You're saying we have to Zanny
no.
Shelby up?
No, not at all. But she gave...
Wasn't that monkey hooked on Zanny?
She gave the chimp Zanny to calm the chimp. But then the chimp started using too much Zanny. And so she tried to wean the chimp off Zanny. And the chimp ripped her neighbor's face off. I think that's a story. And you just can't show up one day without a fucking Kong toy. She didn't understand, right? I don't think she understands. She's like, where's this weird thing that I gnaw on this hole for an hour and a treat comes out? Now I don't have a hole to gnaw.
Yeah, I don't think she cares. She's...
Is she in dick world right now?
Yeah, no, she's...
Oh, okay.
She's pissed. That she's still mad about the whole
lockdown
thing, I think.
Oh,
yeah, she's mad about the lockdown.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Shelby. We got to stay locked down.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Jeebus. Hey, Ron, when you send us back into another lockdown, will you allow a religious exemption for churches?
You think Ron DeSantis is listening?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think so?
No, that's not a face of a guy that listens. He's so dumb looking. Why every picture? This is bad for radio, but... Every picture of Ron DeSantis looks like this. Look.
Well, because he's dumb.
I mean, he's you know, he's making that.
Well, that's from blowing Trump.
He
needs his mouth like puckered.
It's like duck face.
Yeah, it doesn't have to open wide.
He's got to get that according mushroom to Stormy. In there. Oh, yeah. God. Stormy Daniels was like, you know what I did the other night? I fucked this guy, Donald Trump. And then he paid me.
Oh, God.
But then he just had a kid, but then he came inside me.
Oh,
and then
God.
After that, well, it's horrible.
It's vomit Friday.
Yes. Well, his essence is running down my knee. He's telling me why he hates sharks. Squeal. That's a weird fucking night.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
If
we do this part already, HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
Health officials beg young people take this seriously.
Okay. Okay. Beg young people? Beg the president!
Okay.
God!
Sorry, I have to take the headphones out because I'm just listening to you say again, Trump came inside him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blah!
In her.
Whoever it was DeSantis saying Trump came inside me.
Oh, that's right.
You were playing a character.
Oh, okay. DeSantis is our governor and also
we have a delay.
Is also the cum dumpster for our president.
Okay, yes.
A lot of people don't know
of.
That. Well, maybe people know
one
that.
With growing evidence that young people are some of the primary spreaders of COVID-19.
COVID-19!
The country's top public health experts pleaded with them to adhere to safety protocols. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert advising the Trump administration on its coronavirus response, Dr. Robert Redfield, the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, both issued similar warnings at Friday's coronavirus task force briefing. Oh, I got the phone call, my Invisalign already.
Oh, congratulations. That's so fucking great.
I won't have these ridiculous mouth flubs, as much.
I don't know.
I
don't
crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy shit. And
right. We sound real here.
Help me pay off the gazillions of dollars for the, Invisaligns.
Right.
Wasn't that bad. Better than the alternatives.
Oh yeah. Yeah. God, I was going to say something really shitty about Trump.
And I can start auditioning for commercials again.
Fuck yes.
With big shiny teeth.
Hell yes.
Hey everybody, buy this shit. Trust me. I'm a spokesperson.
I imagine there's going to be lots of commercial auditions for, like, I don't know, what are people going to want when they're locked down?
Funeral homes?
Oh, yeah. Funeral homes,
they won't
body
need to
bags.
Advertise. Well, that's just the opposite, actually.
Funeral homes? Are you kidding? We're going straight to the landfill.
Fauci? Oh, Jesus Christ.
And by the way, Fauci, a little disingenuous to blame the young people. Why don't you just blame the Trump supporters? Why don't you beg them to do the right thing and wear masks?
I think a lot of the older ones are actually doing that. You don't see a lot of these ancient Trump supporters out there.
Yeah.
Screaming my freedom. You're not making me wear a mask. They're like, I'm not going out there. I'm going to catch COVID and die.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The overwhelming majority now of people getting infected are young people, likely the people that you see in the clips in the paper or out in crowds enjoying themselves, Fauci said.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Saying he too remembers the feeling of being invulnerable when he was young, but he warned if you get infected, you will infect someone else who clearly will infect someone else.
Right. And the coronavirus is not like the flu. I'm no fucking doctor, but I don't remember ever catching the flu and getting COVID toe or a stroke.
Right.
Or a weird fucking blood clot, which I guess is a stroke.
If it goes the wrong place.
Right.
Ultimately, you will infect someone who is vulnerable, he said.
Yeah.
Emphasizing that many young people are asymptomatic.
Right.
After the virus infects them. But that doesn't mean that you can't spread it. You just don't get sick.
You just don't know you're spreading.
Right.
That's...
He say that may be somebody's grandmother, grandfather, uncle who's on chemotherapy or who's on radiation or chemotherapy or a child who has leukemia.
But wait. That's the reason you wear a mask. Because that blunts the shit coming out of your mouth so you don't get other people infected.
And it can tiny bit prevent if you're, you know, if you're in a smaller space and someone coughs.
God, you know, I want to see, you know what I want to see? I want to see these fucking cops from Pensacola and the goddamn Escambia Sheriff's Department. Hey, guys, take a break from having sex with children. And when you see white people out there, yes, when you see white people out there without their fucking masks on, arrest them. Wow. The orchestra is on point today.
Sound of gong.
That's right. That's right. Because you know what we're going to see? We're getting this mask ordinance here, which, I mean, we get very little information from Florida, don't you think? Like, regarding coronavirus, like, what are we supposed to do? You know? Now, all of a sudden, we're getting all this information because the hospitals are filling up.
Right.
If we got
And there's no hiding it.
Yeah, it might have been easier to deal with this differently earlier. I don't know.
It's especially evident in states that are experiencing major surges in new cases.
These major surge.
Cases in young people.
Oh,
Arizona, people ages 20 to 44 account for nearly half of all the cases. And here in Florida, the median age of someone testing positive for COVID dropped from 65 in March to 35. The
Damn!
Median age.
Oh, shit. That's the age in the middle. It is not the mean. It's in the middle. And I've always thought that median is a useless figure. Who cares? Why does it matter what number is in the middle? I've never understood what you do with that.
Well, you can
I mean, it's
you
not the average, right?
Right. Because there are... you're picking the... there's an equal number above and an equal number below
I see.
You.
So if the median age goes down, more young people are getting sick and the whole thing moves.
Right.
Okay. Okay. We can use that still.
You know, an average can be thrown off by one.
That's true.
Look at the assholes in school who blew the curve for everybody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they have a great score or a bad score. Well, it'll be a great score.
Mostly it's the ones that the assholes had the great scores.
Yeah.
That ruined a curve for everybody.
Right. I hate
and
those
the
guys.
Asshole sadistic teachers who would delight in enforcing that.
Ooh, they'd be like, ooh. So-and-so.
Wow, you were 2 points from passing. That's pretty sad. If you would have had a curve, you would have passed. You can thank Mr. Smith for getting 104.
I tell you what, I can't tell you how many times I was embarrassed in Algebra 2 when my teacher would single me out for ruining the curve.
Right? I hadn't been there.
Well, what do you mean? I sucked at math.
I'm
just kidding, too. This whole show is a joke.
Science. I was a curve ruiner.
Oh, yeah. Science is so fucking gross, man. I couldn't stand it. I don't want to dissect a cat. No, thank you.
He said, I want to appeal to the millennials and those that are under 40.
Yes.
It's really important this group really commit themselves to these practices to protect those at risk.
Right. Right. Well, don't be too hard on that age group. They are in the middle of a civil rights movement, defunding the police, which is important.
Right.
Yeah.
There's stuff going on. I understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate that.
Yes. Fuck yes.
That's the headline. Yay. Over to the HuffPo as we had our first COVID panel.
Right.
Briefing.
Yes.
I don't think Trump was there. I wonder if Mother's Husband was there.
Yeah.
You know, tweet us during the show, by the way, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Schwat
or us. Anytime.
You know what I would like to see is, it would be kind of interesting to see a collection of social media posts from restaurants that are fessing up and say, hey, we have 5 cases of coronavirus. We're doing this to fix it and everything. But read people's comments. It's just brutal. It's just fucking brutal. I mean, that's the problem with this reopening, because everyone broke their dicks to say this is safe. And if you suggested that it wasn't a good idea, well, you got shat upon often. But it turns out it wasn't a good idea.
You're right.
So now, you know what I mean? Like, now what? Now what? Once again, the idiots were wrong and we are right. The idiots that didn't vote for Hillary, clearly wrong. Did they learn their lesson? Fuck no. They're all voting for that libertarian lunatic.
Dick Cheney trending on the Twitter.
Yes.
Because Dick Cheney says, wear a mask.
He's not dead. Okay.
Well, he's got somebody else's heart.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right.
Of course he says, wear a mask.
That guy died first before he got that heart. Right. I mean,
I don't know. It's Dick Cheney. We don't know what kind of
let me shoot
dark ceremonies they're involved with.
I'm going to shoot you in the face and take your heart.
So, and there's a picture of him wearing a cowboy hat.
And a mask.
And a mask.
Well, if you had his face, he would really, you know, that mask.
I've never
is,
seen him look better. Absolutely. To be honest. So Dick Cheney trending.
Dick Cheney.
It's a lot of dick day.
Right, right,
Shelby's
right.
Shelby's losing her mind because she can't find dick. A place to hide her dick. She just, so she's whining.
She just buried that dick right over here, and then she unburied the dick. Where are you going to bury that dick?
Florida trending along with Texas.
Yay. Why?
Because we're fucked.
Oh, okay. Let me write that down. We're fucked. Good.
Florida, nearly 9,000 new cases today. Texas, nearly 6,000 new cases today.
We need to stop testing.
So that's the Drudge, or that's the HuffPo.
Yes.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what they're talking about over there.
Well, they're probably talking. Here's what I think will happen in this country. We're going to get fuck tons of COVID, and then everybody's just going to start talking about the COVID, right? And
well, what else can you talk about when
maybe people will come together?
The hospitals are overwhelmed, et cetera. Yeah.
You know, I see people putting out the hashtag, we're in this together.
Right.
Which we clearly are not. We're clearly not in this. We're the opposite of in this together. If we're in this together, then why are states banding together saying we're not going to let Floridians, Alabamians.
Well, they're in it together.
Yeah. Who are
to
we?
To keep us out.
But who are we in there together with? Who's helping us?
Texas.
Elections have
Alabama,
consequences.
North Carolina.
Elections have consequences. We should. Andrew Gillum should be fucking in charge, and Stacey Abrams should be in Georgia, and then we could have a nice alliance.
Yeah, but that's not where we're at.
We are not in this together.
We're not.
No. Sad. We're fucked.
Virus cases hit all-time high is the headline over at the Drudge Report.
We get it. We get it. Okay? We get it.
Texas and Florida reversed course.
No.
Clamped down on bars again on Friday. In the nation's biggest retreat yet, as the number of confirmed coronavirus infections per day in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 40,000.
Geez, dickheads, what happened? I kept hearing over and over again, this is just like the flu. You could go out and have a good time. If you're not in a group, a danger group, like if you're not immunocompromised, if you're not an older person, go out. It'll be fine. What happened?
People went out and got sick.
But it was supposed to be okay. This is the reopening.
Who are you listening to?
Schittler.
Well, yeah, and Ron DeRacist.
Oh, look at my African American over here.
Guys knew.
Look at him.
Shit, man. It's the ultimate betrayal. They politicized this shit. And,
it's going down to tubers.
It was bullshit.
And I'm not
going
to blame myself, I'll be honest.
Yeah. God, no shit, dickhead. God.
I'm not going to blame myself.
Nobody's blaming. I don't know. I mean, never mind. I was going to say, are we fucked?
Yeah. A lot of us.
I mean, you know, the thing is.
I mean, yeah.
The judge.
I don't know how to sugarcoat it. A lot of people are going to die that shouldn't have and didn't have to.
Why? Because Trump mishandled this and he ignored it.
Yes,
and he played golf.
And the states.
Yeah.
Ron DeRacist.
What about KI?
When he should have been locking things down.
Yeah.
Was busy spelunking in Trump's rectum.
They. I think you really think a lot of his asshole. I mean, that I don't know if you could spelunk that. It might be dangerous.
He's got a buddy, Stephen Miller's.
Oh, I was going to say Jeffrey Epstein.
Stephen Miller has a crevice down there.
Who's worse?
Who?
Well, it's Jeffrey Epstein. Never mind. I was going to say Stephen Miller, Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein raped a shit ton of people.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Stephen Miller is like Hitler. I mean,
I'll give him time.
Yeah.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed while Florida banned alcohol at such establishments. So you could get together, you just can't drink. Figure that out.
Am I to understand that the reason they're doing that is because our fucking governor will not close the bars?
Yeah, I think
so
that's a way of deterring people. Yeah. Because he's worried that they're going to scream my freedoms if you close the bars. But now technically they're saying, well, we're not closing the bars. You guys can still get together.
What are we pretending that's not happening here? Do you know what I mean? Like, just close the bars. We had 9,000 cases today. We're fucked. There's coronavirus all over the place. Let's just all admit it and close the bars.
Health experts have said a disturbingly large number of cases are being seen among young people who are going out again, often without wearing masks or observing other social distancing rules.
They didn't include Florida in that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just looking for something.
Our median age dropped from 65 to 35.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Abbott had pursued up to now one of the most aggressive reopening schedules of any governor.
So that's clearly a mistake, right? I mean, he asked Abbott, DeSantis, and all these fucking dickheads, they have to come out and apologize. Apologize for all the people you're killing.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, the county's top official. Remember they got like... Their top officials are called judges or something. It's just really fucked up there.
It's very strange.
Clay Jenkins, Democrat.
Yes.
Dallas County said the doctors told us at the time anyone who would and told anyone who would listen that this would be a disaster, and it has been.
Yeah.
Once again, the governor is slow to act. He's now being forced to do the things that we've been demanding that he do for the last month and a half.
But, dude, I'm a little confused. I mean, because the way we handled this reopening really mind fucked me, man. Because I remember walking around thinking, maybe I'm just paranoid of this virus. I'm the only one that gives a fuck about this fucking virus.
It's because we live in northern Florida where it hadn't hit yet, barely. How long were we under like 20 cases? Forever.
When we finally get some sort of...
And now not so much.
Imagine when this area, Florida, gets a representative, a governor, someone who's not a pile of shit. It's going to be shocking.
Sure.
It's going to be weird to have someone just be honest with you. You know, like, DeSantis should close the bars, but instead he's taking the alcohol. Just close the bars, dickhead.
definitely, if you look at these maps that they show, I'm looking at our state specifically, but red is bad. And there's a lot of red.
Oh, shit.
And there's a lot of rosé.
Rosé, okay. Yeah. There's so much COVID that they're running out of the standard right. colors in the Crayola box. Standard.
So...
Rosé.
132,454.
What is taupe? What does that color represent?
As of...
mass death.
As of today.
Oh, okay, good.
In the state.
Okay.
The graphs look insane, though.
I know.
The number of cases, the graphs all look crazy because it's like shooting skyward.
It's disturbing. I mean,
155 here in the county.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've been refreshing this motherfucker all day.
Wasn't that great?
Absolutely. And we're using, I don't know about you, I'm using Rebecca Jones. I'm using her tracker.
Wait, how do we have more ICU beds all of a sudden?
I don't know. I was going to ask you that. I have no fucking idea.
I wonder if they
opened
up some emergency ICU beds because now we have 12. We had 6 yesterday. Maybe people got better.
You know, I want to say
we could glass half full it.
I mean, really, shame on everyone for reopening because what that did was just create so much more shit for healthcare workers to deal with. Even more shit. They were already dealing with lots of shit, but now it's more.
Yeah, and it's getting really bad. Again, and in other places, like New York knows what it's like when you've got... They fortunately never got to the point where they had to make the life or death decision of, okay, sorry, your granny, we've only got one ventilator left, and there's a 35-year-old, sorry, your granny has to say bye-bye to Nana.
You know, God, I know, and people describing how you die with this shit is... You know, the thing about New York is it's, I guess we can compare Florida to New York, but like, dude, we don't have Cuomo. I know de Blasio is no one's favorite, but fuck, I would welcome him, his leadership. Wouldn't you? I mean,
well, of course, yeah.
Our fucking mayor the other day was like, I'm not going to make people wear masks. Now, 5 o'clock today, we're all wearing masks. So obviously, all these fucking politicians were under some bullshit illusion that we were going to like just coast into this reopening. There'd be a few infections and then it would go away like Trump describes when he has these weird fucking press conferences.
We're doing great. I did great. You know, when I shut down, everybody thought I was crazy.
Oh, God.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
We're all very excited.
I don't know if God exists and everything. Obviously, no one's praying enough. Jeez, guys, step up the prayer game.
Way too much butt sex going
on. Oh, yeah. Is that a factor?
Who are you listening to? Again, who are you listening to?
Is anyone said that yet? Is Pat Robertson, he's still alive?
Arguably.
Okay. Yeah. As he waddled up to a microphone and said, he's got his corona advice putting their dick in someone's ass.
Wasn't he on the right side of this one? Like, he's like, I don't know why you're not wearing masks.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the right side of this one?
Well, see, I think he wears masks because he's
90.
He's an old guy. He's 90 years old. The man is 90 years old for a reason. He knows how to take care of himself on some weird level.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever watched this.
Own a diamond mine.
Yeah. I've watched that 700 Club a little bit just out of fascination, and it's like the Today Show, but instead of rapist Matt Lauer sitting there, it's God, who's worse, Matt Lauer or Pat Robertson? I gotta go with Matt Lauer.
Yeah,
he had a trap door or something.
I don't know what went on in that diamond mine though.
Oh shit, maybe it is Pat
African
Robertson.
Diamond mine. Yeah. Those are notoriously not exactly union.
No,
union back to
they don't have labor representatives. Yeah. You know, because Pat Robertson is on his 700 Club and he's talking about, you know, you got to eat a bran muffin, you got to exercise and all this other shit. So he might be down with the mask thing, you know, because he cares about health
sometimes
or something.
I guess sometimes they stumble into the right
then
side.
That's where it's really confusing. When these evangelicals say something that's not batshit crazy, it fucks with me.
Oh my god. Okay, this is I just hit my microphone. I don't know what show this is from. This is a clip on Right Wing Watch.
Yes. Okay.
This is a religious Dick Winkle.
Oh yes.
Andrew Womack. I think we've maybe played clips of him before. Usually as a guest.
Okay.
On these
Womack.
American conservative charismatic TV evangelist and faith healer.
Oh my fucking god. Jeez, how do you get that on a business card? Very fancy.
He founded Andrew Womack Ministries in 1978.
Wow.
And Charis, C-H-A-R-I-S, Charis, Charis, Bible College in Bible College.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-R-I-S, Charis, Charis, Charis.
Wow. That's weird.
In 1994.
Jeez. A Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, yeah, in 1969, I formed the Ryan Pfeiffer fucking Ministries of Jesus. How do you like that?
So here he is opining about what's going on with the racial issues that we're having here.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've had the issues for a long time. They're just now...
They're on camera.
On camera, and people are outraged by them that pretended they didn't know about it before.
People have finally started believing black people. That's what has kind of happened.
My wife wanted to watch Driving Miss Daisy last night. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah. I watched it 3 nights ago.
And so we watched it. Yeah. And anyway, there was racism in there, not in a overt way where you were hurting people, but, you know, there was racism and stuff, but the guy, Morgan Freeman, that was playing the...
Not in an overt way where you're hurting people and stuff.
If you're a black man existing in... When did this fucking thing take place, Driving Miss Daisy? Like the...
30s, 40s, through the... I mean, wasn't it for like a long period of time?
Yeah, yeah, they went through all different types of
like
cars.
A couple of decades, yeah.
If you're a black man existing in the 40s or 30s, 50s in America... Then you live in overt racism. He had to drive that asshole around. That's the movie.
Yeah.
And she wasn't nice, right?
But listen how wistful
he is. And by the way, one person is saying, I watched Driving Miss Daisy the other night. Then somebody else is like, yeah, me too. What? When was the last time you're like, God damn it, I gotta watch Jessica Lange be mean to Morgan Freeman.
Right. Well, that's
the movie.
Those are acceptable Negro and white relationships to them.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point.
I like the cars. You know, someone said that. Like, you know, a lot of shit in that Driving Miss Daisy made me real fucking uncomfortable, but those classic cars were the shit. Fuck yes.
Driving Miss Daisy last night. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah. I watched it 3 nights ago.
And so we watched it. Yeah. And anyway, there was racism in there, not in a overt way where you were hurting people, but, you know, there was racism and stuff. But the guy, Morgan Freeman, that was playing the black man.
Listen
God
to
damn.
These terminally white assholes struggle. To try to
it's hilarious.
Describe, yeah, I mean, to not even the kind talk of, about it.
He's like, not the kind of racism that hurts people.
Not, and he's not the black man, or the actor, or the black actor, or the African-American man. He's the guy playing the black man.
Do you think Morgan Freeman's age and is like, hey, Morgan, I got another great part for you. You're going to be playing a black man.
Can you brown it up a little bit more?
I was in an audition a long time ago.
Maybe called Justin Trudeau for some.
Oh, yeah. Tips. Oh, my God. I can't believe he was in blackface.
Several times.
K.I.V. Sure. I had no problem
imagining
that. You know, years ago, I auditioned for a Foot Locker commercial. It was me and an African-American actor just, you know, fucking improvising about shoes. It was horrible. It was just shit, right? And the fucking the guy comes up to the African-American actor, and he says, I don't know how to say this, but the guy's like, you want me to black it up?
Oh, God.
He's like, yeah.
There you go.
Horrible.
What a great profession.
This guy went to fucking fucking acting school. This guy, I know the guy. He went to acting school. Expensive acting school. This guy has all these acting tools at his, he can do all this shit for you in this audition. You say, can you black it up?
Right.
Oh God, we suck.
He didn't say that to you?
Fuck no. I remember I was looking at
it. Can you white it up a little bit?
No. You know, that's weird, Pat. He didn't.
Here's more of Andrew Womack.
And stuff. But the guy, Morgan Freeman, that was playing the black man, he spoke up. He countered Miss Daisy, but he kept loving her and showing her respect. And
listen to how hard they are.
This is a
wistful black white relationship to them. He listened to her. He pushed back on her, but he showed her respect.
What do you say to these people? Someone puts a gun to your head and you say, have to make these guys evolve. Like, what do you tell
fuck,
them?
Man, this guy's 70. How do you?
Yeah.
Black man, he spoke up. He countered Miss Daisy, but he kept loving her and showing her respect. And there was a scene where she was nearing the end of her life and she says, "You've become my best friend." Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking how different that approach is versus protesting and
dying. Oh my God.
Why don't these blacks just shut up and respect us until we die and then tell them they were okay?
Imagine she's almost dead. I believe his name is Hoke. Morgan Freeman was playing the black man known as Hoke. And Morgan Freeman plays Hoke's whole life is spent driving this asshole around.
Who's cunty?
Who is a fuckface?
Yes.
A fuckface. Finally. He's like, oh my God, she's dying. I am so happy. Die, please. And then she has the nerve to say, you know what? I finally accept you as a human being.
Sort
and then
of.
She's fucking dead.
Right, yes, right.
Kind of. Am I missing something? I like that relationship.
I heard that clip earlier. I was laughing my ass off.
That is amazing.
It's 40 seconds long. And there's so much just casual racism just winged out there. These three would never... I don't even know who these are. I don't know who the other two on the show are. But this Andrew Womack guy...
They're the Grand Kegels or something.
I don't get it.
Well, I think what's going on is all of these people are dumb as fuck. And I think they should rewatch Driving Miss Daisy. Because I think they might have missed the point of it.
Right.
Or something.
You know? And part of the point also was that it wasn't exactly 100%. Great and wonderful that even by the time she was passing, he still wasn't considered a member of the family.
I mean, in Driving Miss Daisy is a play. It's a play.
Yes.
And I had to look this up. Who wrote this fucking play? It won a Tony Award. I mean, Alfred Uhry wrote this play. I don't know if this guy's still alive or whatever, but I guarantee you he would not be happy to think that he wrote this amazing play and these idiots, this is what they're taking from it. That racism isn't bad. It's that I'm not a dramaturg.
Well, that's why they were mad about Gone with the Wind. They're like, why are they taking Gone with the Wind down? They were nice to those slaves. That's why they're taking Gone with the Wind down.
Gone with the Wind.
Because they weren't nice to the slaves.
Yes, the context is fucked up. It's kind of the same reason you have to get rid of these white supremacy trophies out of your parks. Because when you put someone like Robert E. Lee or who's that fucking horrible slave dick bag that was finally taken down from...
Nathan Bedford Forrest?
No. Sorry, another one. It doesn't matter. They're being celebrated. That's the problem.
Right.
That's why you have to take them down, because the context is fucked up.
Right. Nobody, if they were in a museum of the Civil War or something like that, nobody would be saying, take that shit down.
No. And Driving Miss Daisy is I haven't seen the movie or read the play in a long fucking time, but I can tell you the point of the play is not racism wasn't that bad.
And wouldn't it be great if we went back to those days where the blacks respected the whites?
Do these people have children that they have to help with homework and stuff like
no,
that?
No, these are three old guys that I'm looking at. He's Womack is 70.
Congratulations. You're a 70-year-old that is you lived your whole life and you're going to die a fucking moron. Amazing.
I think we've played this guy before. I'm sure we have. Scott Lively, he's a another one.
Do you think Morgan Freeman has heard that clip that we just played? Because I would love to hear his take on what they think of this.
This motherfucker.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
During Sundays, this is from the Great White Right Wing Watch. Make sure you go donate to them. They're a nonprofit.
Right.
Subsidiary of People for the American Way, a great charity and organization.
And they're shining forever. They're shining some lights on some real fucking morons.
During Sunday's breaking news Bible study program.
Yay!
Radical anti-LGBTQ activist Scott Lively.
Okay.
Well, you just got to hear this. This is right. Scott Lively and Richard May.
Right.
My God, I think this may be a real radio broadcast. I mean, like
AM or something.
Yeah, yeah, AM 760. AM 760.
What's that?
Way down there.
Oh, shit.
AM 760.
Right.
It's where you tune in when you're driving cross country.
And you're desperate. And you're desperate. And yeah. Then and some horrible fuckhead comes on.
You can hear Mark Levin or something.
Oh, God.
In the middle of the night yelling at people.
Right.
Alex Jones, formerly.
Oh, my God.
But this is apparently a real show. Here, here is Scott Lively, and I don't know who this dude is. Who is he talking to? Richard May.
Shit, yes. Who's that?
Most of the guy he's talking to.
Okay.
Scott Lively is a
porn star. With,
right. I believe that Bill Cosby. I believe that Bill Cosby was intentionally taken down before Ferguson, intentionally, in order to get him out of the way.
Damn.
They wanted
to left. He was a great voice of reason and responsibility to the black community.
Oh my God.
You know, he was one of the acceptable. I mean, he was a great voice of reason to the black community. These two, if you add them together, you get whiter.
Serial
rapist. If that's possible. These two are so fucking white.
Serial rapist.
And they're opining. Yeah, about who's been good for the black community.
Bill Cosby would say to people, hey, come over to my chalet. I'll teach you about acting. But right, what I mean right. by that, I'm going to drug you.
Not you or me.
Oh, no.
No, not you or me.
We don't need to learn acting.
We wouldn't have sticky shoelaces when we left
this
Cosby's
is a weird
place.
Way to teach the method.
Maybe Brian Singer's
place. I'm going to jack off on your feet in a robe that occasionally falls open and you can see my dick. What a weird acting lesson.
Act not grossed out.
Yeah. Jeez.
I believe that Bill Cosby was intentionally taken down before Ferguson. Intentionally, in order to get him out of the way. They wanted
to left. He was a great voice of reason and responsibility to the black community.
This is great improv. This is
really
yes
is.
Ending that's crazy. That's just crazy. He was like, oh, yeah. And, you know, he was a great voice of reason to the black community. You know why? Because he told them not to use the N-word.
Yeah.
And because he told them that a lot of their problems are their own fault.
Shit. And
he was not beloved in the black community.
No. And and again, the guy was a rapist.
Well, there's that.
You know?
A lifelong.
Oh my God.
Decades long, apparently.
Since Fat Albert.
Rapist, yeah.
Ferguson. Intentionally, in order to get him out of the way. They wanted
he was a great voice of reason and responsibility to the black community.
Right. And he was the bridge. He was America's bridge between the black community and the white
community. Oh, yes.
He was America's bridge.
I've often thought that.
Oh, yeah.
Who are these? number one, I'm listening to a bunch of right wing nut jobs rehash the movie Driving Miss Daisy.
Two old white guys.
Now some white guys are going to explain to me how Bill Cosby is the dick bridge between Black America and white America.
Equally respected. He was the only guy that could stand up and tell these Black teenagers to pull your pants up, right? And he did that. And that guy.
First, who cares? I don't care if they're right. walking around with their underwear hanging out. I don't. I personally, also, I marvel at how they can walk sometimes and still have the pants hanging up.
Yeah, and you're really neglecting part of the story,
right?
Yeah, I mean, Bill Cosby is known for the guy that told people to pull their pants up. Now, other people, Bill Cosby is, you know,
a rapist,
right?
Teenagers to pull your pants up, right? And he did that. And that got the respect of white people. It's like, why won't anybody say anything to these kids? You know, what does that mean when you're, you know, what does that mean when you're walking around with your pants down like that?
It's a fuck you, white man.
Yeah.
It's a fuck you society.
Right. And you know.
And earned.
Yes. And I have never thought to ask Bill Cosby about it.
It never occurred to me. They do it for just this reaction.
Because it
puts a twist in the taint of white plantation patriarchal America.
This is bizarre. Is Bill Cosby like an oracle or something? I mean, are we all waiting just to lap up his knowledge that he's going to impart upon us?
I guess chemistry, at least.
Jeez,
pharmaceutical.
They need to pull up their pants. Oh, good point, Bill Cosby.
You know, what does that mean when you're, you know, what does that mean when you're walking around with your pants down like that? That comes from the prisons. What that means is you have just raped someone, right? That's how you crow that you have just committed sodomy on someone.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Now, if you're telling me Bill Cosby is telling us about rape or, you know, something like that. Okay.
Right.
He has authority. He's a serial rapist.
Right, then. He must have been sagging a lot.
Is this asshole winding up to the point that young Black men walk around with their pants around their waist because they want to emulate prison rapists? Is this where this idiot's going?
You have just committed sodomy on someone, and you're demonstrating that by your pants being down there. Right. That's what that means. And so this homosexualization of the Black youth in that way.
God,
it's not what it means. And maybe it did mean.
Yeah.
That at one point in some prison or he heard some anecdote that's what it meant. That's where it came from. Who the fuck knows? But some 16-year-old walking down the street with his boxers showing.
Right.
Is saying, I just raped somebody.
Yeah,
a homosexual,
right?
Rape.
And I kind of feel like this guy's the only person that actually gives a flying fuck. Does this cross your mind?
No.
This is nuts.
Was something that no one's really talked about at all. Bill Cosby, he didn't mention that aspect of it, but he stood up. Well, of course. Bill Cosby had, and I don't know that he was guilty of what he was convicted of, frankly. I tend to believe him in all this.
Oh, there you go.
How many victims came
a
forward?
Bunch.
I mean, God.
But he's in prison now, and I think he was taken down by 30-year-old charges, right? Mm.
More recent charges also.
But so fucking what? You know what I mean?
Right.
That is all these weirdos.
How long is okay? What do you think would be?
Well,
how long is, you know, hey, the rape you did.
Yeah.
We're cool with that. It's been enough time. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, how long has it been since Roy Moore was sexually assaulting people at malls or his office, his law office, you know?
Just for Ferguson, the left wanted to do back then what they're doing now.
30-year-old charges. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes. Right. There you go.
who was the judge?
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore.
Yeah.
They read your mind.
Oh, God. I mean, can you get that screwdriver and just hammer it through my ear?
Roy Moore. Yeah. Same thing.
Shit. Yes.
They went after Bill Cosby to get rid of, to silence him, because the media would have gone to Bill Cosby. The conservative media, if nobody else, would have gone to Bill Cosby after, if Ferguson had taken off the way they wanted it to. It just didn't. It fizzled out. Right. What? They tried. They started. God. They started the fire.
See, they're hoping their racist porn here is that the you know, Ferguson would have burned to the ground, and they would have killed all the white people.
They're on real radio.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is AM radio.
Where is this again? Oh my God!
I don't know. 7 a.m. 7:20.
I mean, so far we're sticking up for two rapists here, molester Roy Moore and Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Will there be a third one?
You know what? I think this might be his show, and he's got the radio guy on his show, which is a YouTube.
Right.
Split screen kind of show.
Is this?
But this guy is in his studio with his, you know, his radio insignia behind him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So he must be the radio guy.
What's the name of this show? Rape Apologist Hour?
This is Breaking News Bible Study.
Okay. Jeez. Well, why does this guy give a fuck about Bill Cosby so much? I mean, does he like his?
He's one of the acceptable blacks that they think was brought down by the evil deep state.
This is how racism is really fucked up. Because
in the Me Too culture, which they don't like at all.
Serial rapists are not acceptable. I mean, you know, correct. Society can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's quite a limb you're going out on.
God, we can't exist with these rapists. Yeah. I mean, God. Jeez. I just want to understand something. Is Bill Cosby the only African American this person likes?
There's probably a couple others.
Okay.
It's probably okay with Ben Carson.
Right. Jeez.
That's probably the only two he could name.
That's it, though. Right. That's it.
What do you think about Al Sharpton? Oh, no. Oh, no.
I like that guy in the insurance commercials that was the president in 24. I like the shit out of that guy.
Why is McGangbang trending?
McGangbang? Wow, that sounds like an interesting Happy Meal. What are the toys in that one?
Okay, well, I'll
McGangbang.
Talking about my
McGangbang. That's
Biggie. You just talked about the line. Here we go. No, I'm sorry. She says,
why y'all keep talking about my McGangbang? This shit is so good.
What is it?
I don't even know who she is. She's eating a Big Mac with a McChicken.
Oh, I understand. So a McGangbang is everything on the menu.
No, she mixed a McChicken with a Big Mac. So she put the chicken together with the burger.
Listen, that sounds good. A McGangbang?
And now
I'll take two.
She's trending.
You want a McGangbang? I could go to McDonald's
she's
after this.
The McGangbang.
A McGangbang. Jeez.
That's why it's trending on Twitter.
That's fucking hilarious.
See, now that's when the internet is used for good.
Thank you, Al Gore.
You're welcome.
McGangbang.
Katie Porter.
Okay.
Thank you. Under the Higher Education Act, students who are defrauded by private predatory colleges are entitled to relief on their loans. The prior administration created a streamlined process to help defrauded borrowers access relief and move forward with their lives. Secretary DeVos tried to strip those protections away, but we fought back. Some of my Republican colleagues in the House and Senate voted with us to overturn Secretary Betsy DeVos's new rule. We came together to defend students and to stand up against fraud, waste, and abuse. But President Trump vetoed this important resolution. Instead of standing with students and taxpayers, President Trump stood with corrupt private colleges and Secretary DeVos. So today, I ask my Republican friends, do you want to stand with our country's students, with the future of our workforce and our communities, or do you want to betray them to please the president? I think the choice is clear, and I hope you do too. Thank you, and I yield back.
I want her to be like Secretary of Commerce or yes. or something.
Absolutely.
I want her to have a gavel. That would be great. God.
She...
Although God. She's a freshman.
Right, right. God, DeVos is evil.
Yeah. They're trying to privatize everything.
Why would you... How
Christianize everything, which means that's actually what her aim probably is.
Why would you veto something that is going to help a student pay back a fraudulent loan or get out from under a fraudulent loan? I mean, why...
Because their golfing buddies gave them that fraudulent loan.
God, that's crazy. You can't even, how do you even say that out loud that you're against that? God, these motherfuckers.
have you noticed our Republicans these days? They especially Trump.
They're craven.
They don't care about saying the quiet part out loud anymore.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
God, the shit with the Trump. Oh my God! I just saw a picture of the door pull at the NASCAR thing. It looks like a fucking noose. I mean, it may have been there for a while, but somebody took a really long time.
Here's what
to
I
make
saw.
A really.
I saw two different
regular looking noose.
I saw some garage pulls that were tiny, and then I saw this noose.
Well, and the NASCAR president said, you know, this isn't a Jussie Smollett thing. This is that he was obviously concerned about it. And when they looked at it, they were like, oh, my God, that's a noose also.
Yeah.
I mean, we found out it's been there a while and it's the pull to close the,
you know,
the door. But you know what? Shit, I'm looking at this picture. I would be like, who made a fucking noose out of the pull?
What's your fucking problem?
Yeah.
You know what? Because there is a question whether or not it is a noose, I am seeing people on the Book of Face say things like, boy. Well, wait, that to them, that unweaves the whole Black Lives Matter movement. They're like, okay, that's not a noose. Then there's no racism.
Well, of course.
God, you simpletons.
Because literally, it's black and white to them. There's no nuance. It can't be both. They can't.
Why?
They can't conceive of the fact
that. Are there parts of their brain that's just not working, plugged in? Oh. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they don't care. Yeah. Shut off empathy for humans that don't look like them.
They're apathetic. They don't give a fuck.
And don't believe in their sky daddy.
Yeah. Hey, listen. So what? There was a noose. Get over it. I guess that's how they feel. Sky daddy.
So it is Faithless Friday. We're thrilled to be faithless.
Sky daddy can be the worst sometimes. The worst.
A couple of them, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
A couple of the sky daddies.
I mean, often, you know, all this death, man. Jesus.
I hear Zeus was pretty much of a dick, too.
Was Zeus an asshole? Yeah. Was he really?
Yeah, he was the lightning bolt guy, right?
What was his thing?
Well, what was it? Stephen Fry said, at least if he died and found out that there is some kind of an afterlife,
yeah,
he would... Say he said it would make more sense if it was like the Greek gods,
right,
or the Roman gods, because their gods were assholes,
and
they had human failings,
and they were honest about it, right?
They knew their gods were assholes, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Greek gods, though, but they owned their assholeness too.
A lot of them, sure. And
evangelical gods,
right.
Suck.
So he said that would make sense, but this the Judeo-Christian god. Really does not make sense.
Well,
in any capacity.
Okay.
And especially the way it's portrayed by these American evangelicals.
Are you trying to marginalize people that wave snakes around? And
let's not even talk about the Mormons.
Well, why not? Come on, man.
It's too easy.
Crazy shit.
Low-hanging fruit. No offense to any Latter-day Saints.
What happened to all
that
money? What happened to all that money that was supposed to be?
There's no rule.
Some charity? Like, it's $1 billion, right?
$100 billion.
$100 billion.
I thought it was.
Where is it?
No, it was $1 billion.
What?
Maybe it was 100 million.
I thought it was 100. It's not. There's no way it's 100 billion.
No, it wasn't 100
billion. But 100 million is a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Right? I don't know.
They found out that they're literally like sitting on cash somewhere in offshore accounts.
But it's supposed to be a charity for acts of goodness, right? It's not supposed to, you know.
Well, yeah.
God.
They got a lot of salaries to pay for the Mormon.
Oh,
what do they call them?
Excuse me. Mormon Church has misled members on $100 billion.
Oh, I was right.
$100 billion in accounts intended for charitable purposes, according to a copy of the complaint obtained by the Washington Post.
Oh, wow.
Bam. So where's the fucking money, motherfuckers? It's $100 fucking billion.
That underwear doesn't sew itself.
Yeah, the underwear is pricey.
It probably, right. I'm sure it is expensive. Yeah.
Where do you get it?
I don't know.
What do you mean? And that's a big deal. This underwear is supposed to be sacred, right?
Mormons are us.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be sacred. The underwear is supposed to remind you to not fuck around on whoever you happen to be with.
You know, there's some church leader who has a sister-in-law or brother-in-law or something that has a company that now is in charge of cranking out all the magic underwear.
And I went for Mormonism, though. Incest doesn't count, right?
You're right.
Okay.
So this the latest attempt of Trump to try to squelch this book that's coming out.
Yes.
Trump's niece Mary. it's just not going well,
right?
Because now Trump's brother Robert, who I believe is Mary is the daughter of Fred,
okay,
Jr.
Yes,
who passed,
right? He was the corrupt guy, right? That put everything in Trump's name because he was in a bunch of legal shenanigans. He was in trouble. Trump's dad, right?
No, that was his dad, but his brother, Fred.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Is the one that passed.
Right.
And was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
But his daughter is Mary, and she's the one who's got an upcoming Trump tell-all that's not going to be very flattering to the president, apparently. Okay. It says lawyers acting on behalf of Trump's brother, Robert, who was in an intensive care unit just days ago.
Okay.
Refiled for a temporary restraining order against the book titled Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man.
It's weird to talk. You know, when people talk about Trump and they mention, yeah, you know, his brother was an alcoholic, I just want to say, you know, Fred's brother was a fascist. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's a weird
story, his brother's story.
Yeah, I mean, you think
I'm sure he wasn't.
Can't be worse than this guy.
The new legal maneuver comes a day after a judge in Queens tossed an attempt by Robert Trump's celebrity attorney, Charles Harder. That guy, the poor guy in school.
Are we in the middle of an onion, like a really long onion article? We're not real.
Chuck Harder.
Mr. Harder?
They're trying to stop the explosive family secrets from being printed.
What secrets?
This is Trump's brother trying to stop it.
There's nothing that his brother is going to say in this book that I'm going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Citing several improprieties in the filing that rendered it fatally defective. So this is the previous judge said shockingly, your lawyer's fucked up. This is ridiculous. Right. I'm tossing this.
How many books have you sued about you that are coming out? Like, do you sue books often or people?
Really boring book.
Right. I mean, this Trump is too, he how many people has he sued to keep them from writing books?
Tons. And then it never works.
Jeez.
Robert Trump resides in Dutchess County.
Hello.
President Trump owns a golf course there. Court documents in the county, reviewed by the Daily Beast, from which I read.
Yes.
Shows Trump's younger brother and his ex-wife, Blaine.
Blaine.
Received a $1.5 million mortgage in 1992 from the late family patriarch, Daddy Fred Trump, which was discharged after Fred's death.
Okay, so Fred loaned these people money to buy a house. And
think about 1992, a $1.5 million mortgage. So he bought a $1.5 million house in 92.
And then
that was a big fucking house.
And then when Fred died, he was like, you own it outright now. Yes. I'm going to get rid of it. The loan.
Yes.
Jeez.
The records show that Trump's company, Donnie's companies, particularly his ill-fated casinos, have repeatedly used the county courts in Dutchess County as a venue for debt-related legal battles.
Oh, I see. Jeez. About his casinos.
As the Daily Beast was first to report, Mary Trump, 55, is expected to out herself in the book as the primary source for the New York Times' Pulitzer Prize-winning Trump's tax investigation.
Oh, shit!
As well as detail how her uncle and grandfather treated her dad, Fred Trump Jr., as he battled alcoholism.
Oh, fuck. So, Trump's niece hates him.
Loathes him.
Oh, my God, Schittler.
The book due out July 28th.
Yes.
Is also set to air disparaging remarks about the president's sister, Marianne, former federal court judge.
Oh, shit. God, that's amazing. He's related to somebody that's like a judge. That means.
Was. That, remember the last, was it last year or the year before that she, there was some shenaniganry going on with the. Looking into the estate or something of their daddy still and how they may have illegally dodged taxes. And
right.
She quietly retired.
Oh, I remember
from
this.
The federal bench all of a sudden.
Yes.
Before they started looking into her. The Trump's initial effort to silence Mary, just like the one filed, argued that her book, as described, violated a confidentiality clause in the settlement that she signed regarding the disposition of Fred Trump Sr.'s estate. So apparently when Grandpa died, Fred, she was left part of the estate. She was, you know, left in the will in some capacity. And typically Trump,
yes.
Everybody had to sign NDAs to that. But
his family.
Well, but and everyone is saying there's no way in hell that there she signed an NDA forbidding all of them from ever talking about anything. When you sign an NDA, you're agreeing to not talk about the settlement, the terms of the settlement.
Right.
I'm signing an NDA that I will not disclose
that doesn't
the
mean...
amount of money that I received from Fred Trump's estate. That's all you're talking about.
So you can still tell an anecdote about,
right.
about how...
Or I won't tell how much right. The whole estate was worth. I won't tell, you know, all that.
You just follow the rules of the NDA.
Right. Right. But I saw, you know, Trump rape a 14-year-old.
Yes.
Would not be under your NDA.
That's true.
None of it would.
That's true.
And even he's a shitty asshole.
Is
None
that
of
what
it would be under an NDA?
Is
and
that
what
she's alleging in the book?
No.
Oh,
I'm just using that as hyperbole.
Right. why that though? I mean, oh yeah, because Trump kind of maybe
he
did
was sued
that.
For that. Yeah.
Yes.
And I gave him the benefit of the doubt and made her 14 instead of 13.
Jeez. You know what? Wait, that's the third rapist we've mentioned.
Well, sure. We're talking about Republicans.
Roy Moore.
Jesus freaks.
Bill Cosby and now our president.
Now they filed in the wrong court and shit. So they're going to, I guess, try to refile.
How do you file in the wrong fucking court, dude? I mean, what? Don't you have a lawyer?
And it says celebrity lawyer, so I guess he's some allegedly fancy lawyer. But
dude, if you hire a lawyer to file something, and then a lawyer comes back and says, "Hey, I got fucked up. I filed it in the wrong court." I paid you, didn't I?
She was embroiled in a feud over her inheritance 2 decades ago when her Uncle Donald and his siblings punched back in classic style. In an obscure court filing, they belittled her, alleging that she, quote, lives primarily off the Trump income and is not gainfully employed. Who is? Don was?
She was just a judge, though, right? I mean,
No. That's the his sister. This is the niece.
Oh, the niece. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so she lives off a Trump trust fund or some shit like that.
Well, and meanwhile, she's got like a degree in psychology or something, and she was already studying patients with schizophrenia at Hillsdale Hospital.
Right. It sounds like she's doing something worthwhile.
Over time, she deepened her studies of the disorder, contributed to a book on treating schizophrenia, wrote a dissertation on stalkers, and became a clinical psychologist.
Jeez.
But she's not gainfully employed.
Good God, that sounds impressive.
But not since she became part of the lawsuit in 2000 against her uncle has she spoken in detail about what she sees as the disorders of Donald Trump.
I tell you, I mean,
God. The book is so potentially explosive. The Trump family is seeking to block publication.
What is that book? I mean, Trumps, I think you shouldn't have done this because we've read some crazy shit that's been written about you and all kind of like you eat paper, Donald. If you're really, really, really concerned about this book by your niece, now I want to read it.
Clues of her dark view of her uncle can be seen in previous lawsuits, interviews with former colleagues, teachers, academic papers, series of now deleted tweets, including one that said her uncle's election was the worst night of my life.
Oh, shit. Well, why would you delete that tweet? A lot of people might say that. A lot of people were very sad when Trump was elected, right?
Yes. She talks about. She uses her clinical background to help dissect the nightmare of traumas, destructive relationships, and a tragic combination of neglect and abuse.
Oh, wow.
Including, quote, the strange and harmful relationship between her late father and Donald Trump.
Jeez. So Trump did bad shit to her father. And
his
fucked
brother.
Him up. Yeah. His brother. Shit. God.
His older brother, Fred Jr., died of alcoholism when she was 16.
Yes. He didn't
raise
her
after
that.
Friends of the fathers told the Washington Post in an interview last year that they blame his death in part on the way he was treated by Donald. The president said in an interview last year with the Post that he regrets how he dealt with his brother. That's interesting.
What did he do? I mean,
He told Axios, "I don't think my niece is allowed to write the book because of the confidentiality." I think she's allowed.
This guy thinks the world revolves around him. She signed an NDA.
Oh, well, this says the brother Robert, who filed his petition,
yes,
said that there was an unspecified financial settlement from the inheritance fight, saying that she would not publish any account of her relationship with Trump or his siblings. So they already hated her back then.
But like, dude, how can you? Well, what legal document says?
It's NDAs.
I gave you a pile of money. You can't say anything about me. Anything.
Disclosure agreement.
That seems crazy.
Well, right. That's how a lot of these celebrities get away with shit.
Okay, so why do we have NDAs? Like what?
What is society?
Yeah. I mean, but why? Like to protect secrets that.
I mean, I guess corporate secrets. One would suggest if you're, you know, leaving Pepsi to go work for Coke, you might, there might be corporate secrets or some shit, or electron, you know, the tech world. There might be proprietary things that you need to, but
if you're a psychiatrist,
but it's standard practice now in a lot of these.
Yeah, but we're talking about a niece and an uncle. Right. I mean, that's so fucked up. Why is there legality around that relationship? Do you have any aunts or uncles that you have any kind of binding contracts with? Any?
From birth, Mary Trump was supposed to be set for a gilded life, grandchild of Fred Sr. and Mary. Her father, Fred Jr., was the eldest of the Fred Trump kids. He was expected to follow his father as the leader of the family business.
Okay.
The daughter, Mary, was featured in society columns as a fashionably dressed young girl.
Yes.
She spent time at the grandparents' palatial home in Queens, watching her father feud with Donald and Fred Sr.
Oh, shit.
Who ran a New York City real estate company.
Yes.
To the family's consternation, Fred Jr. was interested in becoming a pilot for TWA and not renting out New York City apartments.
Trump's dad or his brother?
Trump's brother. Mary's dad.
Jeez.
After graduating from Lehigh University in 1960, he married a flight attendant named Linda Lee Clapp in 1962.
Clapp?
He went on to flight school.
Shit.
The couple had two children, including Mary, who was born in 1965.
Does Trump have his pilot's license, our president? No. Anything like that?
Fred Jr. was already drinking heavily by the time Mary was born. His troubles with alcohol may have caused him to give up his dream of becoming a commercial airline pilot, I would assume.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Donald and Fred Sr. continued to pressure him to join the family business.
God.
When Mary was six, her mother divorced Fred Jr. They said the drinking played a role, but their one family friend said there was a lot of pressure from Fred Sr. who didn't like her.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
She wasn't welcomed into the family, they said.
Right. It's this Trump family.
They're fucked up.
It doesn't seem warm.
He agreed, Fred Sr., grandpa,
yes,
agreed at the time of the divorce to support Linda and his grandchildren, providing rent and $100 per week for expenses.
Oh.
Plus $25 a week for each kid, Mary and Fred the Third.
That's a great deal.
Fred Sr. agreed to pay for Mary to attend a private school during her early years, as well as her college and medical expenses.
Okay.
In 81, Fred Jr. died at 42 years old of a heart attack.
Jeez.
Which the family said stemmed from alcoholism when Mary was 16.
Right. Sounds very tragic, you know? And sad.
So, I guess we'll see.
Right.
Maybe. What's going on? They're trying to get the story stopped. It sounds like Trump might be just as worried about that more so than he is about Bolton's book.
You know, just the thing is that he's fucking it up. Just let the book come out. There's nothing. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to imagine things in that book that would make me go, you know?
Right.
I can't think of one thing. I mean, you know, I don't know. He has X-ray vision or something. He could fly. That would be a wow.
Mary and Fred III alleged that an unnamed person associated with the Trump family improperly engineered a change in the will of their grandfather, who had Alzheimer's disease during his last years. Mary and her brother said the changes in the will were, quote, procured by fraud and undue influence.
This is a fucked up, dark, evil-ass group of people that shared DNA.
Donald at the time supported a cutoff of medical coverage that was provided by a family company for Fred III's son, William, who had cerebral palsy.
You know what? I saw this story. That!
Donald Trump told the New York Daily News that when he and his siblings were sued by Fred III and Mary, he said, quote, why should we give William medical coverage?
Oh, my God! That's our president!
Yeah.
Holy shit. Why? That's Donald Trump's nephew, great nephew, or
great nephew.
Who has cerebral palsy, right?
Yes.
CP. And I don't know how much. He just didn't want to pay for this kid's treatment. And so what happened to the kid?
There's, I mean, he's.
Do they continue the treatment?
She says he needs extra care.
But Trump stopped helping, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
In the 2000 lawsuit, she did not directly address her uncle's assertion she was not gainfully employed, but she was working on her master's degree in English at Columbia.
God, there's so much weird shit with this fucking family, man.
Right. They're all just vermin. They're just such, like just a bunch of vipers.
I just can't imagine. There's some kid with CP. You just like one day you're like, you know what? I'm a rich guy. I have lots of money. It doesn't make a fucking difference. I can help. Like, do you think it would have made a difference in his bottom line, Donald Trump, if he would have continued to financially support his great nephew?
No.
So just fuck him, right? Or
well, yeah, it was a punishment. God. He said it. They're suing me. Why should we keep? Why should I keep paying for their kids? Medical.
Because it's a remotely human thing to do. It's right. Holy shit, man. God, what a bastard.
Yeah.
Really.
Great job, evangelicals.
I mean, what do we want him to tweet every day? What do we want Donald? What do we want a guy like this to say about race? To say about, I don't know, our gay brothers and sisters? What is he going to say that's
he's their
use?
Fucking hero.
He is a
on the right.
Fucking monster.
He's their fucking hero.
He's killing us.
Oh my God.
Yes.
How yes. The mighty have fallen.
Okay.
So remember, we've been playing recently clips of this new lunatic that has been discovered. Anne Vandersteel. She's the one with the like. The soft focus, angelic camera shot, like glamour shot.
Right,
she's got a really nice camera, really nice setup.
Jeebus? Is this a really, Jeebus person?
Jesus and Q, if I remember.
How do you do that?
The Steel Truth on YouTube is her show.
Does it go Jesus, then Q, or are they the same
Jesus.
Pecking order? Okay, shit, yes.
Listen to how pathetic this person's career has become to now be a guest on the Anne Vandersteel show.
Oh.
Let's see if you can recognize the voice.
Okay.
Today, June 19th, which is, you know, a historical day, Juneteenth, the day where Black Wall Street was destroyed. A lot of people don't know about that. But, if we're really going to get into history and stuff, And the sinking of the Titanic and, you know, the implementation of the Federal Reserve and all of that stuff that was done to destroy our country and to put us debt slavery. Trump is the man. He's going to do it all. And people don't even know it.
I don't know it. You're right. I did not know that.
Any ideas?
Oh, guesses? That person is?
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm just concentrating on the crazy shit that person is saying.
Well, there's more.
Oh, okay.
This is the Jubilee year, and Jubilee means
there you go,
canceling all debts, and that's where I think that everybody says it's going to be biblical. Well, that's what it means, that the Jubilee year means, according to the Bible, according to Torah, that you're supposed to cancel people's debts every 7 years. And if we were really a religious and biblical based culture, that's what we would be doing. And I do think that that's what's going to happen.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, yeah. Is she with Michelle Bachmann?
No.
Okay.
We would be doing. And I do think that that's what's going to happen. I think people are going to be able to buy houses. Again, I think people will be out of debt. I really think that that's coming. And I think that's why the deep state is so panicked and wants to get rid of Trump, because they hold our debt, and that's how they get rich. And they're like, how dare this guy? How dare this guy remove our debt slaves?
How dare? She thinks that Trump is going to remove the debt slaves.
Is that Megyn Kelly?
Roseanne Barr.
Holy shit!
Roseanne fucking Barr is on the Anne Vandersteel YouTube conspiracy theory show.
You know, man, the Roseanne thing to me is so weird because, like, I remember when she was on The Tonight Show.
Literally had it all.
Dude, she had it all. She had a great show.
And funny as fuck.
She made it as a fucking comic.
Yeah.
She made it as a comic. And all she had to do was go to the mic, say funny shit.
Don't be racist.
Don't be racist.
Yeah, that's where she kind of went down the tubes.
God. Roseanne, man. Roseanne is on with... oh, my. You were on The Tonight Show.
On some ridiculous YouTube.
You were on The Tonight Show. Her show was on a network. Her show was huge.
The hugest.
And then she made it about a show that sucked Trump's cock.
Right.
God. What happened to her? Why did she go crazy? Don't you can't say she's crazy, but why? Why is she crazy? Why did she throw her shit away?
Because she's crazy. I mean, she does have mental health issues.
Dude,
recognize that, but...
You know how many open mics she probably had to sit through? Do you know how many shitty fucking shows she probably had to do to get to the point where she was to be on The Tonight Show? And now she's just going to be crazy and ruin it all. That is unreal.
She's gone. And I think she's into Q, too.
God.
If I recall.
Oh, she's QAnon.
I think Roseanne's into the QAnon. Well, she's obviously ultimate pro-Trump.
How do you get into QAnon? Because QAnon's, there's not even a QAnon. It's just bullshit.
You just need to listen and accept it.
God. That's crazy. I would never have guessed Roseanne.
Oh, brother.
Oh, shit. Scott Baio.
President Trump has always been a champion for the American worker and ensuring that nobody is forgotten or left behind. It's part of why, through the Pledge to America's Workers, he's focused on skills training and enhanced career opportunity in a private sector-led approach. So far, we've secured over 16 million private sector commitments towards this initiative.
Oh, God, she's so awful.
Ivanka.
She's so awful.
Ivanka.
So far, we've...
She's
so
awful.
Far I've perfected my vocal fry when I say numbers like 16 million.
She's awful, but let's not forget, Trump, you know, said she had nice legs when she was, how old was she?
If she wasn't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her.
who says that, man? That's some crazy shit.
That was on Stern, right? I think you said that on Stern.
Yeah.
She wasn't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her.
Oh, God, dude, you're a fucking creep. Who even thinks of that, Donald?
What is this, Katie Porter?
Oh, wait, listen to this. Because I saw what he said about Ivanka on a meme. Don't you think my daughter's hot? I don't know who he's talking to. Don't you think my daughter's hot? She's hot, right? My daughter, Ivanka. She's 6 feet tall. She's got the best body. I said if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
That's from Trump or from Stern, I think.
Oh, that's what he said. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible that I want to date my daughter? How terrible! She's actually always been. Oh my God, she's actually always been very voluptuous.
I don't know if this is
I weren't happily married and, you know, her father, and then that's it. I don't know if all that's true, but
I don't know if it went that far. Maybe.
I mean, God.
I do remember the...
She's got great legs.
She weren't my daughter. I might be dating her. Didn't he tell a 10-year-old one time in 8 years, I'll be dating you or something like that? Or told somebody that in 8 years, he'll be dating his daughter or something
like that?
Here,
take my friend's card. His name is Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah. He'll have her in 3 years.
Why is it always the Democrats that people say have like the child sex molestation rings? I don't understand that because that's clearly a Republican thing.
Morning Joe was suggesting that... Trump's going to bail in some way before, if he figures out he's going to get blown out in November.
Blown.
Wow, that would be great. I mean, he would know, right?
If his poll numbers are looking bad enough, I would assume.
No, I mean, Joe Scarborough knows Donald Trump, kind of.
Well, they're not, I don't think they're buds anymore, but
they used to be.
Well, yeah, part of the problem.
Right. I can't believe Trump said
this won't fly.
Okay.
The Democrats, in a historic vote in the House, have passed legislation proposing to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state.
Damn!
There's a lot of bullshit with the way D.C. is treated. It's just kind of unreal.
Right, right. I mean,
why would the founders create some zone where none of the shit applies that they had tried to set up?
And D.C. should be very liberal.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have a representative.
It's just the government doesn't reflect that.
Ceremonial representative.
Which is a problem.
COVID-19 can stop the heart and a defibrillator may not help.
You know, Cuomo said something about the COVID a while back and he's like, you know, there's a lot we don't know about this, but I doubt we're going to learn something that's going to make us go, oh, it's not so bad. Shit. In November, in a Washington Post op-ed published in November 2016, that Donald Trump once allegedly asked him, Richard Cohen, is it wrong to be more sexually attracted to your own daughter than your wife?
Oh, Jesus.
did anyone answer?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Trump's America?
Fuck you!
I've got a wee clip here.
A wee clip.
This is just, again, what we're fucking going through.
Yes.
With these Trumpists. And as we're trying to, you know, help the COVID.
We're trying to help the COVID. Because it seems like Donald Trump is trying to help the COVID.
We're trying to prevent the COVID. And it's not going real well. This is, here we go.
Yes.
Cases spike across the state. Mask mandate discussions are happening up and down the Treasure Coast as well.
CBS 12 Stephanie Valderrama breaks down the new requirements for Indian River County and why St. Lucie County leaders tabled the vote.
This is Florida, of course.
They tabled
St. Lucie,
it.
Yeah.
Indian River County will require anyone entering an indoor public facility to wear a mask beginning Monday at 8 a.m. However, St. Lucie County had to table the discussion after a heated public meeting. One after another, St. Lucie County leaders spoke in favor of requiring masks.
If we wear masks, if we socially distance, if we observe good and frequent hand hygiene, we can turn this thing around and keep our economy moving. Which we desperately need to do.
But what started as an informational meeting,
a strong community commitment to the use of face coverings, masks,
turned into a heated discussion.
We the people you are here to speak.
Those in attendance demanded to voice their opinions on a possible mask mandate.
Thank you to Chris for doing your oath. The rest of you sound like a bunch of tyrants, but anyway.
Michael, who spoke at the meeting first, believes a mask mandate is a direct violation of his rights as an American.
I have the ability to do what I want, when I want, how I want. This is our country, not your country. It is not your job to tell me what to do. I see any of you without a mask on, I will personally call the police on you, just so that you get that fine.
Others feel it's better to lead by example rather than forcing new regulations on the community.
I find that more people are more reliant to following those particular rules of wearing a mask. I myself have worn a mask everywhere I go, but I don't think it's because I mandated it.
However, others felt differently, voicing their support for requiring a mask.
It's frustrating to see how incredibly selfish some are during this time. I am appalled and disgusted that some can believe a minor inconvenience of wearing a mask outweighs the risk of infecting someone with this virus.
Ultimately, St. Lucie County tabled the decision.
Yes,
this is
obviously.
They tabled it.
Because it got too crazy?
Yeah.
You know what, dude? We just aren't the right culture for this virus. This is going to end us because I don't even know. These are children!
Listen to this one.
They're babies!
By now, St. Lucie County leaders are having a fierce debate over a face mask mandate. And overall, there's a lot of frustration from residents.
That is sick. We are being lied to. Our freedoms are being taken forever. And I will not be muzzled
like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go.
Because you idiots can't read truth.
That's a good point. You idiots can't read truth. Listen to this little fucking bitch. Listen to this little motherfucker.
I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
Ooh. It's not. Sorry. You're not being muzzled. You're putting a mask on so you don't give me your COVID that you could be carrying asymptomatically and I'll breathe on somebody. Oh, you dumb fucking dickhead. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Shove your freedom up that stupid little white starfish of yours.
Such babies.
Oh,
I mean,
children.
Just profound babies.
There's just not a lot. There's not a lot we can do. This is the 9,000 cases in Florida. We're in a bad spot. The only thing we know right now is wear a mask and stay the fuck home. And we can't do either.
Right. Right.
We're fucked.
God, we've got so much more to get to, but we've only got a few more minutes left here on the big old show.
Oh, shit.
Disappointed.
Right. Who's disappointed?
I'm disappointed we can't. Oh. We could.
We could stay.
I don't want to. I mean, I do want to. I would love it. But it'd be great to.
It's too bad. You ever see that movie?
We have an unboxing to do here at Crab Diving Studios.
Ooh, that's right.
It is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus, fuck you.
Oh my God. This is out of Mississippi. We did the story during the week of how.
Eat my dick.
You know, they're kind of having the discussion again about whether they should remove the Confederate battle flag from their state flag.
You know, it's with Mississippi, it's always the Confederate flag. It's like that's every fucking story. Or just straight up racism.
Walmart has even said they would stop displaying it in their stores.
But they're still selling it, aren't they?
I guess. I don't know. I guess you could probably order it online, maybe.
Yes.
They are trying to figure out if they can replace this section of the flag, what could they replace it with?
Anything. Just cut the square out and sew it together.
Two of Mississippi's top elected officials.
Yeah.
Let's call them Republicans.
Right.
Proposed that instead of the Confederate battle emblem on the state flag, they replace it with the words "In God We Trust."
Oh my fucking. I thought you were going to say swastika. Okay. Why not that?
Half step away.
Damn. You see, this is like whatever we can do with our culture to rip it out and have a new culture would be great. That's why defunding the police is great, because we don't want anything to do with the police the way it is now. Right?
The Attorney General of Mississippi said, "It is my personal belief that it is time for us to change our state flag to reflect the love, compassion, and conviction of our people. The addition of 'In God We Trust' from our state seal is the perfect way to demonstrate to all who we are."
Why do you get to make the decision? You shouldn't make the decision.
So how about something that doesn't marginalize anybody?
How about something?
Because you're marginalizing a lot of people that don't believe in any deity.
And how about celebrating something from the African-American community? Why don't you do something that is remotely motherfucking inclusive, Mississippi? Yeah. Damn, that state. That state, man. Shit.
So the legislative black caucus members say lawmakers should remove the Confederate emblem because another statewide flag vote would be bitter. They're just like, we got to do it. If we try to do another election, it's going to... What happens when all the ads come out and all the rallies come out?
Why are they getting rid of it? I don't understand. Why would you get rid of it when you also have Confederate History Month?
Well, right.
How does that work?
Although another Republican statewide official in Mississippi, their state auditor, said Mississippi needs a flag that's more unifying than the one we have now.
Right. How about no flag? How about no fucking flag? You guys suck at flags. Putting God we trust.
Republican State Senator Chris McDaniel
hey.
Says, whether you acknowledge it or not, the American left is waging a war against us. They consider the founding to be illegitimate, our history to be tainted, and our republic is inherently evil. They will not stop.
Woo-hoo! Your history is tainted. Big time.
Yeah, you know, that whole Civil War thing was kind of a not good thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was a civil war,
right?
About a group of states seceding from the Union.
Preach.
And yeah, I don't know what.
All eight of Mississippi's public universities have stopped flying the flag years
Yay,
ago.
Hey, good job, guys.
Because of the Confederate symbol.
What about your senator? Is she still for having public hangings or whatever the fuck she suggested?
So there you go. We'll see what's going on with that. We didn't even get. Well, Monday, hopefully there won't be anything too crazy over the weekend, but you never know. We'll talk about that New York Times report about Russia offering bounties for killing U.S. troops in Afghanistan and how Trump doesn't give a fuck about his boy Putin
ordering
their people to secretly kill Americans.
Ah, fuck. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Trump has been harshly criticized after a bombshell New York Times report on Russia offering bounties for the killing of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. American intelligence officials have concluded that a Russian military intelligence unit secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing coalition members in Afghanistan, including American troops.
No, fuck. That is insane.
The intelligence finding was briefed to President Trump.
Okay. What did he do?
In late March.
Right. But what did he do about it?
Officials developed a menu of political options, starting with making a diplomatic complaint and a demand that it stop, along with escalating a series of sanctions, etc. But the White House has yet to authorize any of the steps.
So in the meantime, the Russians are running around in Afghanistan. I got money if you kill some Americans.
Yeah, recently.
Oh, my God.
As we're trying these peace talks now.
And
Trump... The administration is sitting on it. They're like, we have to do something about this. They're ordering, they're paying the Taliban to kill our people. And Trump is like, well, you know, we should hold off on that for a little bit, baby.
It's not going well.
Because Vlad, you know, Vlad asked me to.
Oh, okay. Jesus fucking Christ.
The fuckery abounds.
Oh, man, I forgot two stories today. Oh, two crazy fucking stories.
You got a lot. It's just too much. It's overwhelming. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available as a podcast in your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at RatedRComedy.com or on all of his social medias at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a blessed weekend, everyone. And we hope everything's okay in your world. Let's do it again. It's reconvened.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.